Listen to that. Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, passes away at the age of 76. We continue to pay tribute to her all night long with some of her songs. Well, there's no shortage of things to do in Chicago. There's the Air and Water Show this weekend. There's Jazz Fest next weekend. And there's also the sixth annual Asian American Theater Conference and Festival, better known as ConFest. And, of course, we have one of the board members here and the artistic director, Kyung Park and Jamil Corey. Thanks for being here, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, tell us about ConFest, because this is my first experience with this.
So CATA is the Consortium of Asian American Theaters and Artists, and ConFest is a biannual convening, national convening, of artists and plays and staged readings and sessions devoted to conversations around questions of representation and really expanding the narrative within the American theater.
And Kyung, you are the playwright of Pillow Talk.
Yes.
Well, what's it like to be a playwright?
Oh.
Tedious, insightful.
It's a vocation, and it's something that I've been doing for over 15 years. But for the past 6 years, I've been directing and producing my own work as artistic director of Kyung's Pacific Beat. It's a Brooklyn-based peacemaking theater company, and we're really excited to be part of CATA with our show Pillow Talk, which is going to have two performances at Victor Gardens tomorrow, Friday and Saturday night.
That's a great theater.
Yes.
Oh my God, that's
absolutely
a fantastic venue. Do you like that venue?
We love it. We just loaded in our show tonight, and it's really exciting to be there.
That's really cool. I absolutely love it. Now, the theme, Revolutionary Acts, will engage people in passionate dialogue about social injustice and equality. It's probably a perfect time to have this type of theme.
Absolutely. And you know, when people tell their story and speak from a place of their own truth, they are performing a revolutionary act. And as we look at an evolving American story and a country that is becoming much more inclusive and we hope embracing, despite some of the political backdrop we're operating against, this is really a time for us to come together and perform our individual and collective revolutionary acts of telling our own, you know, claiming our own narratives.
Right, right. And it, as a divisive of a time as it can be many times, especially in the present day, this is probably a nice way to come together and celebrate the culture. Do you find that too?
Absolutely. And you know, when we're talking about Asian American experience, we're really talking about a breadth of experiences. So CATA has embraced the term Asian American in a very broad sense. So East Asian, Southeast Asian, South Asian, and West Asian. I myself am of part Syrian origin, so I would be part of the West Asian contingent of that.
Kyung, tell us about Pillow Talk. What can people who come to see it, what can they see? What can they expect?
Pillow Talk is an intimate gay bedroom drama about Sam and Buck. Sam is a former African-American Olympic swimmer who's had a fall from grace. And Buck is an Asian-American journalist that is struggling with the bamboo ceiling at work. So the play takes place in their bedroom. It's over one night, and Sam and Buck have an ongoing conversation unpacking the way race, class, and gender has affected their lives, and that is the story that we're telling with Pillow Talk.
Okay, the bamboo ceiling.
Yes.
Is this like the glass ceiling,
exactly,
only with the Asian culture? Okay,
yes.
See how quickly I picked up on that?
Mm-hmm.
See?
Yes.
I'm definitely going to go see Pillow Talk. Explain that a little bit, though. I know you said it a little tongue-in-cheek,
sure,
but that is something that you face.
Yeah, it's a real thing. I think when you're coming from a minority perspective and you're trying to work in the mainstream, there are certain limitations that you may face as a person of color and as a queer person of color. Not only are you confronting racism, but sometimes homophobia as well. And as a queer man of color myself, I've definitely wanted to write a piece that could speak about the way that race and sexual orientation has affected my experience as an artist. And Buck is, I guess, a thin veil for sort of some of my own personal experiences as a writer as well.
Do you feel times are getting better, things are changing for the better? I know there's great strides still need to be made, but have things changed for the better?
Yeah, thanks for asking that. We started Pillow Talk 4 years ago at the peak of marriage equality, and at that time, it felt like we had made such huge progress towards queer liberation, and we just wanted to expand that conversation and the impact of that movement to talk about the issues that were of more concern turned to queer communities of color. And in the past few, since that day, and we've seen these changes, I think we've just experienced more of a backlash against queer rights, gay rights, visibility of LGBTQT people in the mainstream. And also because we're talking about race and it's an interracial relationship, Black Lives Matter, and the backlash against Black Lives Matter has been also something that we've been exploring and interpreting in a different way now that the times have changed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we are very pensive about what's going on.
What do you both hope people take away from this experience when they go to ConFest this year, if they're going for the first time or maybe for the second or third time?
You know, I think it's a different way of talking about intersectionality. I mean, to build on what Kyung just said, you know, none of us live in silos and we are all connected to each other, but, you know, by virtue of leaving one's house in the morning. And so we share any number of cultural experiences and markers, and we learn from each other. So there's not cultural appropriation, but something that we might call appropriate sharing and a type of cultural absorption. So I think that when we allow ourselves to see our own story in someone else's experience, to allow for a Korean-American specificity from within that, we can all somehow find ourselves. There's something very powerful and once again revolutionary about just that.
It absolutely is. And I think respect is so important. You made a great point. We all drink our coffee. We all go to sleep at night. You know, there needs to be more of a respect level for all cultures, all genres, all sexual orientation, etc.
Yeah.
Which Aretha Franklin told us.
That's right. R-E-S-P-E-C-T is the queen of soul said herself. But that's, I just, like I said, it needs to be a respect factor there.
Yeah. I'm losing my, I think, one of the major things that we also wanted to do as artists guests here in Chicago was to share the story of these two people that that exist in our world in New York, but also be able to share this with the local queer community here in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
So speaking of intersectionality, we've partnered with 6 local community organizations, the SIP, which is the only live broadcast radio show produced by 3 gay men of color,
mm-hmm.
Nothing Without a Company, Urban Theater Company, which is Latinx Theater Company, Alta, which is also a Latinx Theater Association, and I am missing one, Eye to Eye, Invisible to Invincible, which is the Asian Pride of Chicago organization. And together we've created a conversation that will take place after a Friday performance to talk about how we can create intersectional community building and also how organizations led by men can step back and nurture women, trans, non-binary, and gender leadership here in Chicago as well. So we wanted to create a space where we could tell our stories, but also provide a space for people who come to see our show to tell their stories as well.
And ConFest 2018 runs through August 18th, sponsored by CADA, the Consortium of Asian American Theaters and Artists. Best of luck. I hope it's the biggest and best one ever.
Thank you so much.
And how do people find information? Is there a website we can go to get tickets?
www.CADA.net.
Very good. Kyung, thank you.
Thank
you. Best of luck with Pillow Talk.
Thanks so much.
And Jamil, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll see you at ConFest. More after this on WGN. I'm going to listen to Aretha Franklin in the car all the way home.